Yo.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good, yourself?
Good.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So, what's the topic of the day?
Okay, well, I actually did a search for geeky news articles that we could talk about.
Right.
Because we tend to talk music all the time, which is fine.
Okay.
But I want to mix it up a little bit. So, there was three headlines I downloaded, and I read the articles. You haven't read those articles, so you're going to have to give me a biased opinion on these articles without knowing anything about them, without having read anything about them, and offer your deep-seated thoughts on something you know nothing about because you haven't read the article.
Okay, sure.
It's
going to be interesting. I'm going to be like way off base for probably whatever it's about, but okay.
Well, I try to pick topics that you might know something about a little bit. So the first one that popped up was currently Nintendo is releasing the original Nintendo, like the first Nintendo. They're releasing
the very first one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're releasing that right now. I think they're also releasing a separate console, the Super Nintendo, the SNES. Original glory.
Yeah, I heard about that, and it comes with, I don't know, a whole bunch of games, apparently.
Yeah, so you buy it for like $80 or whatever. So these things, the headline is they're releasing another wave of them, so another series of them. And it's always limited release, and they sell out instantly. They're basically not on the shelves for more than a few minutes before they're sold out every single time.
Yeah, I heard that anytime they went on sale, it was hard to get because, they'd sell out right away.
Yeah.
But they just weren't not making enough of them.
So the article I read was based upon the sales for the Nintendo Switch, which is the new Nintendo, the sale for the previous Nintendo, which was the Wii U, and then the previous Nintendo before that was the Wii. So the Wii sold like gangbusters. The Wii U flopped, almost tanked the company.
Well, I've never heard of it.
Yeah, well, there you go. How much does that say? And then
marketing is crap.
And then the Switch just came out, which is the one after that.
Well, I kind of saw a little bit of the Switch. I guess the controller is a controller / screen, or you can use it as a separate screen, or you can project it to your TV or something like that. That's the only thing I really saw about it.
So based on that, the question I'm asking you is, what's your thoughts on the sales of the first two Nintendos that came out, easily overlapping the sales of anything Nintendo's put out in the last few years? What's your 2 cents on that?
Okay, you're talking about the last two.
Yeah, so the ones that came out after the Wii. They have had two consoles that came out after the Wii.
Okay, so you want my opinion on the Switch and the Q or whatever it's called?
The Wii U.
Oh, the U, sorry.
Yeah. Versus the sale of the old consoles that they've been re-releasing. What are your thoughts on old Nintendos outselling new Nintendos?
Now, you're saying that the old Nintendo, okay, so the U or the Q or whichever one you're talking about, that one is supposed to replicate the original one?
Well, no, they've just re-released Nintendo and Super Nintendo.
Despite that, there's
two brand... No, it's still in the same old format. They actually look the same.
Oh.
So that's on top of the two new ones that came out in the last, like, 4 years or whatever. Which were the latest technology, to compete against Xbox One. Yeah, and the PlayStation 4.
Okay, so you're talking even higher-end graphics.
Yes.
Even higher than the 64 or the Wii.
Yeah, higher. They're supposed to be... The two consoles that Nintendo put out were the first one that came out was supposed to compete against the Xbox One and the PS4. Well, it tanked. Okay. Tanked. So Nintendo has a new thing coming out called the Scorpio, or whatever it's called. And PS4 has a new one coming out, which it's really the PS4, but just with more guts to it, more balls to it. So with that, okay, Nintendo has decided to release yet another new console to compete against that.
So is this console a cartridge type again?
Like the brand new ones?
Yeah.
No, they're so disc. They're disc. You know, just like
the Xbox. Oh, they actually finally went to disc.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That would have been the first thing I would have said was, you know, if they go to disc, they may have a fighting chance. But with the actual unit where you just kind of put it in like a cartridge.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't really. You know, it's kind of apples and oranges, I guess. But I haven't. I haven't played Nintendo in so long. And I've only seen the. I've seen your Xbox One, and I've seen Alex's PS4.
Yeah.
Or is it 3?
Well, he had both.
And it's the graphics are awesome. And I can just imagine. I mean, Nintendo usually has good graphics, but they're usually more cartoonish.
Yes.
Just because that's just the way they roll.
Yep.
With their type of things, and they've also censored the crap out of their games.
Yep.
Which is more or less based more for the kids thing, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. I mean, if you have kids that you don't want them into the super, super, you know, violent gore and all this other stuff, then that would be a good option for you.
Yeah, you can rely on the brand name of Nintendo to be kid-friendly.
Yeah, but for me myself, I mean, I would take a look at it and maybe see, but I don't know if I would go that route. I mean, I left that route a long time ago, although Super NES was pretty much a staple back in the day.
Oh, my God.
And I mean, we used to rent games and whatnot, and then they went into the DVD format. That was good. I mean, I know a lot of people have gone into emulators to be able to, say, use them on their PC or cross-platform when they're doing mods to their units, which now, and we had done the same thing where you could kind of put a thing in where you could play different games. Now, do you know, is this going to be cross-compatible at all, like for their old? It's not going to have like a thing for CD and also a slot to put their old games in, like your Super NES and your regular NES games.
Well, no, because the new consoles are not cartridge, so there's no way to play the old games.
Well, no, but it'd be like the old Phoenix game where you could play, I think it was Intellivision and Nintendo games. Oh, there was one that you could play two different styles.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I mean, but even Nintendo is its own company, so they can do whatever they want really with their own games and their own consoles,
sure,
and their own setup. So I mean, if they the technology, like we said before, technology is there. I mean, they've taken the Nintendo One and made it into a unit where you get, you know, hundreds of games or whatever all in one little box, because the technology has moved forward so much that, you know, they can probably even make it into like just flash games. Like, they're not.
Yeah.
Back in the day,
it was small.
Yeah. Back in the day, it was state of the art. I mean, you needed a lot, like a lot of RAM, a lot of memory, a lot of this stuff. But nowadays, it's, you know, it's RAM is cheap and memory and speed and everything's gone to the point where you could take that console and say, you know what, we're going to make an all-in-one unit. All your old games that you had, you don't have to trade them in and all this other stuff. You can play them on the new unit. You can play the Nintendo One, all the way, even the Wii games. Like, if you could do it all the way, like the 64 and whatnot, you'd have a banging system.
Oh, okay.
But if you're going to pigeonhole yourself again into, say, just one format, then yeah, I mean, you may survive, you may fail. But in the past, if what you've done hasn't worked, and you just keep repeating the same process, what's going to happen?
Yep.
You know, it's like they say, like, you know, if you're going to do something and you end up with the same result every time you do the same thing, with a different result, what do? You change it up a bit. So, I mean, it's not going to work one way. I mean, when you go to school and you want to learn about all this marketing and all this technology and whatnot is fine to a point. But if you can't sell it, who's going to buy it?
That's awesome.
Sorry, I'm just going off on a rant here.
I had something to say and I don't care anymore.
I mean, I've
just encapsulated everything I was thinking. So,
I mean, I've wanted them to do this. A lot of people have wanted them to do. Not this, because they obviously still haven't done it. But yeah, if they went around about it and did it that way, I mean, if you're not going to cross-platform it where you can play the same bloody game, you know, whether it's PC, Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo, whatnot. I mean, if you're not going to cross-platform a specific game where everybody can play the same, didn't matter what console you're on, at least you can do is, you know, if you're going to take your own games,
well, within your
make
own
them
company,
all, yeah, make it all within your own company. You don't have to worry about licensing and all this other crap because, you know, it's all taken care of.
So, okay, so just on that note, so they put out, I can't remember what this, the new Nintendo is called the Switch. So that's the thing to compete against the Scorpio, the Xbox Scorpio, and the PS. I don't know what those new consoles are called.
Right.
So amidst all that, they've re-released the old Nintendo exactly in the same format. It looks like still takes the cartridges the same way.
Right.
It looks like they've also released the Super Nintendo, which still takes cartridges. But I didn't read the whole headline because I wanted to be as uninformed as you were in this episode of incorrect journalism.
Right. There's a new term for that.
It's just called journalism.
No, it's called fake news. No.
Fake news, yeah. So there was a Nintendo console that came out. It wasn't like a new console or anything. But it was a retro console that came with like 60 games or something like that. Or 50 games, I don't know. There was some large number of games, but it was put out by Nintendo, and it was just because the games are so small, right? The console actually came with a bunch of, I think, just old, like Nintendo 1 games, like just the original Nintendo. So Mario 1 through 3, probably Donkey Kong and some stuff like that. Like stuff from the first console, and the console just came with that.
Yeah, like the big sellers.
Yeah, yeah, but it came with the games. It, like they're in the memory, so you don't have to use a cartridge. You go to your menu screen and pick the game you want to play. It had the same old school controllers from the Nintendo 1. Like the same exact controllers, the two buttons, the little directional pad there. It had that. But I think, and I could be wrong, but this is called incorrect journalism, is that I think you could also, there was also a slot to plug in the cartridges. So if you still had the cartridges and the game wasn't on that console, you could still plug a cartridge in and play an old game.
Okay, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I actually
tried to go buy one, and I think they were being sold for like $80. And I would have paid $80 to get an old Nintendo with 60 games, because as you recall, those cartridges didn't last forever. Eventually they would stop working. So if you had the digital version on there that you could play, then at least, you know. But what I was hoping that Nintendo would do, exactly the kind of the same thing you said, but they could be retro about it. Why don't you have a console that comes out that will play, I don't know, from the N64 back. So the N64... the Super Nintendo, the Nintendo 1, and have it be compatible with taking any cartridges, because those are all the cartridge consoles they had.
Right.
Like that was the pre GameCube, because the GameCube used discs.
Right, so that's when it started, yeah.
Yeah, so if you take all the cartridge consoles that Nintendo put out, put them out as a console that takes all three forms of cartridge.
Yeah.
And sell it for $150, sell it for $200. I will guarantee you a sellout. If it came, that's without any games, I guarantee it would sell out. But if it had games embedded in, so maybe 20 Nintendo games, 20 SNES games, and 20 like N64 games or something, It would still, like, people would want that. People would pay for that.
Yeah, you'd have to have a compatible controller for all those because, yeah, from one to, you know, the controllers have changed and they've added paddles and other
sure.
things.
To but it. If you look at the three, the SNES and the Nintendo One, had the controllers are almost identical. It was just a better, more comfortable grip on the SNES.
Right.
And then the N64 was the one that really revolutionized things. But what it had, that was the first console that had a joystick. Like a thumb joystick or a thumbstick or whatever it's called. But it still had the directional pad. So you can play old Nintendo games on an N64 very, very easily.
Definitely would work.
So I'm saying if they did that, maybe they could really finance. So if they did this, put this out, they could still do a limited run, but pimp the shit out of that stuff. Go, hey, remember back in the day, this is what we did. We revolutionized video games. And they did. They outdid Sony. They outdid the Gamecast, or what was that one? Sega Gamecast. They outdid every other. There wasn't a console that could compete back then. Like, they killed everyone. I mean,
ColecoVision's gone. Sega's gone.
Television's gone. Atari's
television's
gone.
All of the, they pretty much kind of all disappeared mostly. Or, I mean, maybe they're still making games, but they're not making actual consoles anymore that I know of. Or at least
they just make the game and that's it. Right. And they sell it to whoever. So if they did that, make a shit ton of money off of it. Use that and actually go, like, try to revolutionize video games and try to actually come up with a console that could compete against Xbox and PlayStation. Like, if they're short cash, there's a quick win for cash because it's going to cost them nothing to make it. It's guaranteed to sell out. And if they need the financing, there's your money.
Yep, pretty much.
And then they could maybe, you know, don't, like, so they rushed out two separate consoles in the last, whatever it is, 4 years to compete against the Xbox One and the PS4. And both of them didn't do very well. So
now, have you seen them?
Yeah.
And
the graphics didn't compete at all, not even close.
Oh well.
They were lacking. They had original games, but they kept going back to the well again. Oh, another Mario Party, the racing Mario one. Or the race, you go a Mario Kart. They did another Mario Kart.
Yeah, so they're staying in the cartoon realm.
Which is fine, but they're not evolving these games. They're still the same games. They're just more levels, maybe a bit more playability, but they're not evolving the game. They're not evolving that franchise. Like Zelda, every time a new Zelda game came out on each console, it revolutionized that game. If you look at Zelda off the original Nintendo, versus the Zelda that came out on the SNES versus the one that came out on the 64, leaps and bounds. Each game was leaps and bounds, and they recreated and re-envisioned and even reimagined how it would look on each of those consoles. So they didn't do that with the GameCube. They didn't do it with when they went to the Wii. Well, they re-envisioned the Wii, and the Wii was a success for them again.
Right.
But, you know, they had the Wii controller. That whole aspect of things really changed the game, and they were very successful. So then when they put out the Wii U, they didn't revolutionize nothing.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Like, they got to revolutionize. If they're going to go back to the well in the same old games, those games have to have evolved. And evolved dramatically for Nintendo to be able to compete, in my opinion.
Well, it's like anything. Like what's going to stand out between my product and the other product? I mean, you can make something that's parallel, but I mean, the other one's been out longer, has more games. You know, pick whatever. It's going to do better.
Well, yeah. And I think they're just making games now. They're like, oh, okay, well, we know it works. Well, you can't keep going to that well, and I think Nintendo Nintendo, Xbox, and PlayStation are starting to do that, going back to the well. Like, how many Calls of Duties can you put out? Like, you know, that well is going to dry. Like, we saw it, you know, with Rock Band, or Guitar Hero specifically. They're putting out 2 or 3 Guitar Hero games a year. But really? They didn't revolutionize anything. It was just more songs. And that's what kills a game, and that's what can kill a console, is just keep putting the same shit out. People will keep buying it because they like it, but eventually they'll get bored and they'll move on to something else. That's where I think Nintendo can jump on the, you know, create their own bandwagon that the other consoles can jump on. And, you know, revolutionize the industry again. Maybe they need to go into VR, but make it player-friendly VR. Like virtual reality, I'm saying. Like, the Wii revolutionized everything on how people play stuff.
You had the handheld, that was neat. They come out with it first, and then Sony came out with their own version afterwards.
Well, they had to.
It's like
they had to jump on the bandwagon, right?
And any time there's an upgrade, they went from Xbox to Xbox One, PS3, went to PS4. You know, if Nintendo said, you know what, we're going to be the ones who starts off first before trying to catch up to everyone else.
Yes, exactly.
And then if they did the VR, which is a big thing right now, and
but no consoles are really, but no one's doing VR.
Exactly. So if they, well, hey, they could be. Who knows? Maybe they're doing it now. Like, they may be doing it.
Well, you can play VR. You can play VR through your computer only at this point, is my understanding.
Yeah, but I mean, like, anything that's released.
Yeah.
We only hear about it much, much, much later.
True.
I mean, when you go to Japan or you go to these places where they make these things and you find out what technologies, they're like leaps and bounds to what we see out here.
Oh,
like, it
for
just
sure.
Hasn't made it here yet. So, I mean, that VR thing is probably, you know, it's probably been done, and they're just tweaking it, or they're just getting ready to launch it, or whatnot.
Can you imagine a Super Mario game done in VR? You can't tell me people wouldn't be freaking excited about that.
That would be cool.
Especially if it was affordable, if your new console was affordable, still was kid-friendly. It could be a blast.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm saying, like, they revolutionized things with the Wii when the Wii came out. They revolutionized previous to that on the N64. They revolutionized things with that, too, because they had the thumbstick. There'd never been a thumbstick before. And then after that, the Xbox came out shortly after that, and they had to have 2 thumbsticks. And the PS4, well, now we have to have thumbsticks, too. Like, you know... They need to revolutionize, and they need to look at what the next cutting edge technology is, Nintendo-wise it, and put it out there. That's what I think. I think Nintendo can come back in a big way. And if they need the cash, there's the idea on how to make some money.
Right.
Big bang for your buck, very quick, very easy to produce.
I mean, the Wii... With the revolution of the Wii coming out, it basically got people off the couch, actually standing up and actually doing something.
Yep.
With the controllers. Now, that being said, you've already got somebody up, you've got the controllers in your hand, what's the next step?
Yep.
VR goggles. Okay, yep. The Wii version 2, you call it whatever the hell you want, it would have a hand controller, or 2, or however many, like the VR place that you went to, however they have it set up with headgear.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Of course, it would have to be something lighter, because, I mean, kids are going to want
to
wear
these. They have to make it kid-friendly, right?
So, I mean, they're going to revolutionize the technology to make it, not micro, but make it small enough to be able to make it light and efficient, I guess.
Yeah.
And durable.
Yes.
And it would have to be wireless, because the last thing you need is just more wires going from your head to your, you know, to your controller, to your, you know, more things to trip and throw and pull out and whatnot. So, and I mean, the way that wireless is now, there shouldn't be an issue on that point.
I mean,
you might get interference depending on, you know, everything else you got running.
They did the wireless really well on the Wii, so why they can easily do it on the VR.
Yeah, because, I mean, they even upgraded the Wii handheld. Didn't they have a second version or something that came out?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
So, which made it a little more accurate.
Yep. All right, well, I've actually arrived at my destination, Todd.
Okay.
This was good. This is freaking entertaining.
Okay.
So I'm actually caught up. So this is actually going to get posted tomorrow and Saturday.
Oh, okay, sweet.
Yeah, because I get I don't have any in the bank anymore.
Oh, okay.
So I'm working out of the other location next week, so I'll hit you up again next week, maybe on Wednesday, somewhere between Wednesday and Friday.
Okay.
Or even maybe on the way to practice or something or whatever, but let's try to get do one a week if we can.
Sure.
All right. We're going to sign off.
Plan.
Yes.
All right.
Sign off. Okay. We'll talk to you later, bro.
All right. See ya.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.